In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, I want to read verses 2, 3, and 4. One of my brethren came, and he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews which had escaped, which was left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity are in great affliction and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. While he was praying, God went before him and was talking to the king. He prayed that God would give him favor with the king. This favor was going to be important to Nehemiah. Here's what he said in the 8th verse of chapter 2. The king granted me according to the good hand of God that was upon me. Deep down, you have to know there is something about you that is indefinable. It can't be measured. It can't be put on paper. It can't be explained. Other people are astonished at you. All they know is that you've got it. But that it is the hand of God that's heavy upon you. When you realize that you have the hand of God in your life, you will not be discouraged. You will not be thinking that the problem is too hard or too big. Because you keep God in first place in your life, because you honor him with your substance, there is something about you that you just can't put on paper. It's God causing things to come your way. It's the right people being attracted to you. It's that still, small voice giving you that inside information, letting you know things that are critical to your success. You may have less experience and less training, but God is smiling down on you. And you go further than people who have more training and more experience. God's favor opens the right doors. He said, I can open doors that no man can close, and I can close doors that no man can open. The favor of God will help you accomplish that which you could not accomplish on your own. That was what Nehemiah did. God put a dream in his heart to rebuild those walls. And in the natural, it was impossible. He was living more than 1,000 miles away, working as a cupbearer to the king. He didn't have the money or the manpower or the influence. On paper, he didn't have a chance. But Nehemiah, he knew that he had the favor of God. And one day, he asked the king to take a leave of absence, to go back to Jerusalem and build these walls. He wasn't a cabinet member or an advisor. But when he asked for the time off, the king did not hesitate. God went before him while he was praying and while he was fasting, and caused the king to look on Nehemiah with much favor. He didn't just ask for time off to rebuild the walls. He went on to say, I need you to write letters to all the leaders in the regions, telling them that I will be traveling through their country. Tell them who I am and what I am doing. The king agreed, and Nehemiah wasn't finished. One more thing, he said. I don't have any resources. I'll need you to write a letter asking the people who own the timber mills and the supply houses to give me the materials to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Once again, the king says, No problems, Nehemiah. If God has really given you a vision, it's bigger than you are. The work that God will give you to do is bigger than a one-man show. God wants you to share this vision with others that they too could join in to the good work of the kingdom. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.